Federal officials visited Michigan yesterday. They were looking at a prison that's on the short list of places where Guantanamo Bay detainees may end up if the detention center closes next year. A whole troop of federal and state officials toured a maximum security facility in Standish, Michigan. It was a very secretive affair, but here to give us as much of the details as she possibly can is Kathleen Gray. She's a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Kathleen, you were there yesterday. Did you get a sense of what the feds were looking for?
Well, they toured the entire prison. They went through the housing units. They went through the healthcare wing. They had lunch, the same lunch that the prisoners had. They were just checking it out to see if it met their needs. They have not put a proposal before the state, though, so we're not exactly sure what they're looking for. And they weren't really talking too much yesterday.
What exactly does the city of Standish get in exchange for taking these high-level prisoners?
Without a proposal on the table, they don't know. The one thing that they do know is that the prison will stay open. It's slated to close in October as part of the state's efforts to fill a $1.7 billion budget deficit. And if it closes, they lose 300 jobs. And that's something that they can ill afford. They've got one of the highest unemployment rates in the state.
Which is saying something. But there's also some talk about the fact that those jobs may go away, even though, since the feds have kind of rumored that they may want to staff it with their own guards.
Well, that's what's rumored out there. It hasn't been said officially. I'm sure that will be part of the negotiations if the feds decide that they are going to house the prisoners there. I think the state would prefer to have inmates from other states, though, rather than the Gitmo detainees.
Why is there so much secrecy around these checkouts?
I don't know. I think that, it's certainly a very sensitive thing that they're possibly going to bring suspected terrorists into the United States, and I'm sure that they're being as careful as possible.
Hey, what do we know?
We really don't know anything. All we know is that they're checking out Standish, they're checking out Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, and we're just waiting to see what kind of proposal they're going to put out there. They haven't put anything out there yet.
Okay, Kathleen Gray is a reporter with the Detroit Free Press. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
also
Celeste.
On the line, we've got the mayor of Standish, Kevin King. So, Kevin, you did not go with them to the prison yesterday, is that correct?
That's correct. They toured the prison. There were about 20 total on the team from D.C., and they toured it on their own. The warden obviously was the tour guide, if you will. And around 5 p.m. Yesterday, there were some community leaders that met with the team. We had an opportunity to ask them some questions, and
what did you ask them?
Well, the one thing that, I'll give you the last couple questions that I gave them. I wanted to make sure by the time that we left, we had a couple things answered. And the one thing I asked point blank, did they like the facility? And they said, without a doubt, the facility was exactly what they were looking for in regard to their liking. The other thing that I asked, were there any concerns with the facility? Anything that they saw that they knew would not work for them. And the comment that I received from several of the team members, there were no showstoppers. There was nothing there that they looked at.
No deal breakers.
You got it, yeah.
Did you ask them if your residents of Standish would be able to keep their jobs?
What it looks like right now is most of those jobs would be filled by military. There would be some possibilities for correctional officers, and we did convey to them that if that's the case, we'd like those folks that are working there right now to get first dibs at those jobs.
So are there any concerns? Do you have any concerns about bringing high-level Guantanamo Bay prisoners to Standish? Do you want this prison in your town?
We're in a situation, we need jobs, and that prison right now brings in $37,000 a month in water and sewer for the city. It's right around, a third of our entire annual budget. So if that prison closes down, it's going to be devastating for the city economically. One thing that they did mention, and I thought they made a really good point, because the community leaders brought this point up, that a lot of people are concerned about this. 19 years ago when the prison came in, there were a lot of people also concerned about having some of the hardened criminals that we're going to house there in our small community. And they brought up the point that since 1993, we've been housing international terrorists in the United States. And at the present time, we have over 300 terrorists in the United States. And we simply don't have any problems with them in the communities that they're in. So I thought that was a pretty good point, and they really supported the idea that these facilities that they're being housed in, they're state-of-the-art facilities. If you walked into the Stanish Max, you would be very impressed with how it's run. No one's going to get out of there, that's for certain.
Does your city, do you actually have any say in this matter when it comes down to it?
No. I think it would be pretty similar as you owning a house in the city of Standish. You're going to be able to sell that house to who you want to. The state of Michigan owns the prison. They're going to be able to do with it as they wish.
Have you heard complaints from your residents?
I'm not going to say complaints. I'm going to say I've heard concerns. But I think that the feeling overall is we've got to keep the thing open. And if we did have any say, you know, another state coming in so all of our people could keep their jobs, that would be our number one option. If that doesn't work out, you know, the fear with that option is California comes in, they lease out the beds for 3 years, and then they go into a reentry program like we are, which they've already started. Their prisons reenter society. They don't need beds anymore in 3 years, and we're back to square one, just like we are right now in 3 years.
Okay. The mayor of Standish, Kevin King, thanks so much for joining us. Coming up.